A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Cafe Theatre.
This story was performed by Andy Bodle when the theme was payback.
The year 2000 wasn't a great year for me. I just turned 30. I hadn't had a girlfriend for 3 years. I used to have a large circle of friends, but now it seemed that those that hadn't moved out of town were all having kids. Worst of all, I was losing my hair. A process that you can see is now complete. Don't worry, it was ginger. Even so, with the patch on my scalp expanding at an exponential rate, I was starting to think I would never again know the touch of a woman. My self-esteem was through the floor, and with my friends either exiled or under house arrest, I spent most of my spare time joylessly surfing the internet or playing computer games. One area of my life was going well, though: my career. I'd just got a full-time job on a national newspaper. The pay was good, and with neither mortgage nor girlfriend, my outgoings were minimal. At about this time, there was a period of 6 months when the bank stopped sending me statements because of a computer error. Rather than actually go to the branch to find out how much money I had, I just lived more frugally for a while. When the statement finally arrived, I found that without really meaning to, I'd saved up quite a lot of cash. During my next surfing session, I happened, quite by chance, to come across an online escort agency. For the benefit of the respectable folk in the audience, I'll explain. An online escort agency is a website for what are referred to as high-class call girls. There are pictures of pretty girls, the rates that they charge for their services, and a little bit about them: age, nationality, and any special talents they may have. Now, I'd never seriously thought about paying for female company. My image of the sex industry was of curb crawlers, ladyboys, and knee tremblers in Needle Street alleyways. Sure, I'd seen Pretty Woman, but that was just Hollywood fiddle-faddle. Or was it? Suddenly, on this site, it all seemed very safe, very clean, and very real. You visited the girls in plush rented apartments. You were paying for companionship, not sex. It was like going on a really expensive date, but one where you actually might get a good night kiss. And the girls? Well, the girls made Julia Roberts look like Les Dawson in drag. I looked at my empty bed, I looked at my empty diary, and I looked at my bank balance. Then I picked up my phone and made the call. I made more effort for that first illicit rendezvous than I'd ever made for a real date. I went to the gym twice as often for twice as long. I used the sunbed. I had a haircut. Well, number two all over. Bought some new clothes and read all the papers so that I'd have something interesting to talk about. When D-Day arrived, though, I was suddenly terrified. Would the person who answered the door be the girl advertised? Or would it be an Eastern European thug waiting to rob me and dump my body in the Thames? My fears were unfounded. The girl behind the door was the girl in the photo. She was sweet, she was great company, and if she didn't enjoy herself, she was one hell of an actress. I went home that night feeling a little bit guilty, but happier than I had done in ages. From that day on, I was hooked. I tried a number of different agencies and several different girls. Over the next 18 months, I spent something in the region of £15,000 on prostitutes. Each time I treated it like a real date. I was always courteous, I always brought flowers and champagne, and I always paid for an extra hour so that I could get to know the girl first. It was only on my fourth visit that Daniela, a cute, funny 26-year-old from Canada, laughed and told me that no one did that, Most people just paid for 1 hour, got down to business and buggered off. But I liked doing it this way. It felt normal. Almost. My fifth visit was to Roberta, a stunning blonde Brazilian girl in Mayfair. When I walked in, she looked me up and down and said, "Thank God, a good-looking one for a change." I looked behind me to check she wasn't talking about someone else. But that confidence boost was worth £500 all by itself. I didn't visit anyone twice, except for one girl, a 27-year-old from Lancashire, whose professional name was Hayley. She was exactly my type, petite, brunette, with a cheeky smile, a gorgeous bum, and some amazing tricks. Maybe she was just very good at her job, but she genuinely seemed to like me too. She gave me her real name, Liz, and her real phone number, and she promised to come and watch me do stand-up sometime. On my 31st birthday, I treated myself to a whole night with Hayley. What the hell, it was only £2,000. The morning after, I woke up to find a cup of tea and a gift-wrapped box on the bedside table. Hayley had found out it was my birthday and gone out and bought me a foot spa. On my later visits, I became more adventurous. One website advertised Sylvia and Eva, two girlfriends who love to love each other, who love to love you too. At just £1,500 for 3 hours, it seemed like a bargain. 3 days later, I arrived at their Bayswater flat, trembling like an arrow in an archery target. As I handed over the lilies and the bolly, I realised that the girls, who were both Hungarian, were just as nervous as me. Not only had they not loved each other before, they hadn't even met. They asked if I wanted to go upstairs, but no, I insisted that we talk for an hour first. I can't lie to you, that night was a lot of fun. We talked a lot, we laughed a lot, and we did things that would give my parents a heart attack. Even so, I left the flat that night with a niggling doubt. You see, about halfway through the evening, Eva went for a toilet break, so I had a quick chat to Sylvia alone. "I am very happy you've come tonight," she said. "Why's that?" I asked. "Because you are nice." I smiled, but then she continued. "And also because now I can pay gas bill." For the first time, I got a hint that not everyone did escorting purely because they enjoyed it. Some of them were doing it because they had to. And even though she liked me, even though I helped her out in the short term, I was helping to perpetuate that situation. I reassured myself by telling her that I'd paid for enough gas to last until 2006. I put the thoughts out of my head. I made one more trip after that. There was one girl I'd been trying to book all the time, but she'd never been available. Maya, a gut-wrenchingly beautiful brunette based in Kensington. During our one-hour chat, she told me she was 20, from Poland, and had used to be a model. But then, as she sat on the bed and started to undress, I noticed a glistening in her eye. I didn't know if she was doing this under duress, if she was pining for her modelling days, or if she'd just had a really rough day. But one thing was for sure, she didn't want to be there. This, I realised, was my greatest fear. Not catching a sexually transmitted disease, not even being dumped in the Thames, but meeting a sex worker who didn't want to be a sex worker. I handed over the money, made my excuses and left. I never visited a prostitute again after that. Of course, lots of people still do. In a survey in 2005, 1 in 10 men said they use prostitutes on a regular basis. A far higher number, some reckon as high as 75%, are reckoned to have done so at least once. That doesn't make what I did right, of course. I broke the law. I exploited these women. Even though I treated them all with the utmost respect, I was helping to perpetuate a degrading and often dangerous industry. So I don't expect you to condone my behaviour. The reason I'm telling this story is because I want you to understand the reasons why I did it. I didn't hire escorts because I was a sex maniac. I did it because I was lonely. And I look back on those days now as a kind of therapy. Granted, at £15,000 for an 18-month course, it was pretty damn expensive. But having all those bright, sweet, beautiful women say nice things to me really helped pull me out of my mire of self-pity. It restored some of my faith in human nature and allowed me to look at myself in the mirror again. A couple of months after I stopped seeing escorts, I fell in love again. Of course, she cruelly spurned me and slept with my best mate. But it was a start.
For more stories, or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.